Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Matt Mine, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Episode 320, I think it is, 320. Bringing my co-host, Mac J. How you doing, Mac J?
3-0. Damn, Fred.
0, man. Yeah, man, we're up there, man. We're getting up there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the homie Crunchy Black come through tonight. It's around 1 of Skinny Man's Beats. If you guys want some dope production, go to UGSforLife.com. Click on the production link. Get a Skinny Man's. Dude's got beats. He's hella affordable too. You can't beat his prices. So go to UGSforLife.com. No, we got the homie Crunchy Black, man. This dude's been a huge part of the show for years now. He's been on the show a bunch of times, man. Who could forget the Mafia 6 show we did with everybody?
Oh, yeah.
You
know, that was so funny.
Yeah, it was. It was good to hear all of them chopping it up again, but it was also good to capture Lord and Coop. You know what I'm saying? Just climbing
right
on each other.
Just checking and shit, going back and forth. Motherfuckers said it sounded like they was in an airplane and all kinds of shit, man.
Yeah.
That was a cool show. Just to let them. They probably hadn't all been on the phone at the same time like that in years, too. I guarantee it.
Yeah, there's no telling, man. I know for a fact that they that was the first interview I heard with all of them. You know what I mean? For many fucking years. Now, I don't know if they did anything else with somebody else, but you know what I'm saying? It was a huge honor.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How you been, man? You been all good?
Oh, yeah, I've been good, Press. I didn't even know, did you know that you can find, like, oh, well, you don't got that messenger and shit, but, like, I guess I'm late on this shit, but you can find, like, old messages that motherfuckers tried to send you, a long-ass fucking, like, hidden inbox messages.
Yeah.
I just found a whole little thing here with all old inboxes, especially for motherfuckers who you really don't fuck with, but it just say, like, unseen and, message request. That's what the shit said. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I go in there and it's like all kind of messages from all the way back to 2010. I haven't
seen
this bitch ass over
now.
Yeah, I'm just finding this shit now.
This motherfucker's been in there since 2010, and he's just finding out.
Some of them.
Let's bring on our guest, man. This is one and only Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Crunchy?
Oh, I'm all good, big bro. How y'all doing?
Man, what's going on with the Crunch?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. Just chilling like a villain right now.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. What is, it's been almost a year since we had you on last. I think he was on promoting the Ruthless Six. What have you been up to, Crunchy?
Oh, man, I just been really just sitting back, chilling, you know what I'm saying, waiting on everything to get finalized with the deal. And, you know, right now they drawing up the paperwork and shit, so, you know, it is what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, when you were on last time, you were talking about Dr. Dre. Are you referring to the deal with him?
Well, right now, I kind of want to talk about it, but they kind of told me not to say anything about it because I kind of, you know, been, by them drawing up the deal right now, they was telling me, I was like, well, I'm going to do an interview with my folks now in a minute. You know what I'm saying? This actually happened yesterday. And they was like, yeah, don't just say nothing about it right now because they going to say something about it. They finna put it on the airways first. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all will actually get to see that everything is signed, sealed, and delivered by the time y'all see, you know what I'm saying, which label that I decided to go with and, you know, who's going to put it out there saying they just signed Crunchy Black. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then definitely, you know what I'm saying, we got to have you back on again to talk about that as well, because that's, I know if you're not speaking about it, I know it's huge. I know it's got to be huge.
You know, I wanted to say something about it because, you know, I fuck with y'all like a motherfucker, but they heard that when I was talking, when we had the conversation, and they was telling me that they was going to put it out first and all that. I'm like, so, well, I got an interview with my folks now, and
right.
Y'all don't want me to mention it. Like, well, you can let them know that you got some shit working and woo-woo-woo-woo, but we want to be the first to, you know what I'm saying, to put it out nationwide. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I got to respect it. You get what I'm saying?
You got to respect that. We got to respect that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, no love lost, brother, man. I understand completely. Man, I thank you for even coming on the show, man. It's always a huge honor to have you on the show, man. You know, we definitely
I appreciate y'all having me, man. You know, like we said the last time I was on here, that we funded now around this joint. And I'm not one of them rappers to just say that just to get on a show and somebody hit me up and say, I need you to do this for me or let's do another interview so the people can know I'm one of the real ones. You know, I'm not rapping about the calicos and the guns and the 30R clips and all that old bullshit and really ain't going to use them. If I had to pull them, you get what I'm saying? So it is what it is. We family. So when y'all hit me up, I just said, I'm with it. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Hell yeah. Every time. You always been one of the real ones like that. Me and Prez was just talking about the time we had all of y'all on the show, the Mafia Six, and it was you. Basically, it was all of y'all. It was you, Lord, Coop, Paul, and Boo on there. That was some dope shit, too, man.
Right, they're my brothers all the way. You know, Paul, Lloyd, Coop, Boo, and Juicy. You know what I'm saying? They're my brothers, but, you know, we all decided to, you know, move in a different way right now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We all decided to move in a different way. You know, ain't no telling what might happen, but right now, you know, everybody feeling themselves, knowing that I can do what I'm doing, what I'm finna do. And them being able to do what they've been doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right. You still got the whole hard hit of money gang and shit, too, right?
Yeah, that hard hit money gang for life now, bro. You know what I'm talking about? That's my label, hard hit money gang. And it is what it is. I got Siege and Lil Cab, you know what I'm saying? I got Show Shot, you know what I'm saying? I had a bunch of artists, but I ended up having to let a couple of artists go, a lot of artists go, not a couple, a lot of artists go because they think because I'm Crunchy Black, they're going to be famous like Twister said. You get what I'm saying? But
right.
They got to understand Twister was telling a girl let him make her famous. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So some other shit. So I had to let a lot of folks go because they only, and some folks just want to ride the boat because they thinking once the world know, oh, you mess with Country Black, the world going to accept you and start following you and messing with you. But, you know, that ain't true neither.
Right. These cats got to know, man, you still got to put that motherfucking grind in. They can't just.
You got to put the work in, man. You don't put the work in, man, you ain't getting paid, man. You ain't getting paid,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to hear nothing about it, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
right.
Real. They think sometimes people think you're the golden ticket. We get the same shit here, man. Like, oh, man, you can get us in with the press and in with the media and get us a deal. I'm like, no, motherfucker. You got to do that shit.
I can't do nothing.
You know, say I can lead you in the right direction, give you some advice and some, you know, say direction, but I'm not gonna fucking hold your hand like a goddamn baby and lead you to the fucking to the wealth, man. You gotta do that yourself. I feel that 100%, man.
And I might say it a little different. I might say, yeah, I can get you to the press, and yeah, I can get you a deal, but what you gonna do for yourself? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, somebody who ain't going to hustle for themselves, why should you help them if you got the hand to help them? You get what I'm saying? And anybody can take this, what I'm saying, any kind of way they want to take it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't give a fuck because I feel like these young niggas these days want shit for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they think it's just gonna fall right in their lap. That shit do not work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like, you ain't out here grinding. You ain't out here getting on your own. Or like you get some guys that don't want to do the shows for free, but they, how you gonna get paid if you ain't even out here? You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta get out here and push your shit. I just had a conversation with a homie a minute ago about that type of shit. Like these cats don't want to do the work, and I guess that would be hard for a guy like you with your own label and you bringing guys in and they think like you said, oh, I'm with Crunchy now, so it's just gonna happen for me. No, you motherfuckers gotta push this shit too.
You saying you with Crunchy ain't gonna get you a deal. That's just gonna get you some head and some pussy. You feel what I'm saying? And that's all you want, nigga. You can do that for yourself.
Right. You hear me?
Yeah, you can get that yourself, man. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't gonna get you the money, man. You don't have to work for this money, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. You hear me? You hear me?
That's real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. What about you know what I'm saying? What about ICP? I know you did a lot of work with ICP in the past. You still plan on doing anything with them in the future?
Well, right now, me trying to stay focused on what I got going on, ain't no telling what might happen after I sign my deal and
mm-hmm.
do my thing. Because, you know, I'm planning on putting a stain in the game since the game been the way it is right now. So I'm planning on doing what I supposed to do as an artist, you know what I'm saying, and putting a stain in the game. But ain't no telling, I love to do something with me and ICP, you know, saying Crunchy Black and ICP. I would love it because I like the way them guys work. I like their work ethic. They work ethic is all the way to the point, and right now I can't say nothing bad about them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You say they got a good work ethic. We already know their grind is a real good. What's it like working with them? I mean, like when you see their fan base, are you like, wow, man, these guys really got some serious fans? I mean, what's your whole take on the Juggalos?
Well, you know, I'm a Juggalo for life right now. Just like I'm a mafia for life right now. You get what I'm saying? I'm Juggalo for life, I'm mafia for life. I'm not just jumping in a crew just to be jumping in a crew. I'm jumping in a crew because I respect the person or the people that I'm joining with. You get what I'm saying? So I think I'm a Juggalo, like I said, for life. I got a big-ass Juggalo chain with full of diamonds. You get what I'm saying? And I didn't pay the money for that motherfucker just to fuck with them for that moment and not mess with them on down the line. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And it was fun to do the album with them, you know what I'm saying? We actually did the album in a weekend. You get what I'm saying? Real talk. In a weekend. It was some know, Tupac did the shit, and there might be some more artists out here to do that shit like that, but we actually did the whole album. I flew to them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, I was back out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then they handled that business and shit.
That's some, yeah, that's they handled veteran it. Shit, man.
Yeah, they handled their business. They were professional. We went to their studio. We did the shit and slept, hung out, smoked, drank, everything together. And didn't nobody argue. Didn't nobody, you know what I'm saying? It probably been one nigga to say something behind a nigga back, but, you know, niggas do that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Because a nigga didn't like the way I was performing. You get what I'm saying? I'm sitting up high, sleep, listen to the, well, I wasn't sleep, I was just listening to the beat, and everybody else writing their raps. You know, I don't have to write raps because I'm rapping the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not make-believing
right.
on the paper. You know, a lot of these niggas make-believe on the paper, you know what I'm saying? And then when you actually see them, they ain't the person they is on that album. You get what I'm saying? Or on that song. You get what I'm saying? And you be like, I can go anywhere and somebody can hear my voice and don't see me and be like, damn, that's Crunchy Black. You get what I'm saying? Because I am the dude I am on them songs and them albums. You get what I'm saying? But, you know,
right.
it is what it is, but ICP, the ICP, the two guys that run the ICP that's in that group, oh, man, they love. Val and Jay, my other brother, they love. You know, they all the way live.
Well, that's dope. The fans of ICP listening, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure they're excited to know that you're down with them for life. So that's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, I'm down for life.
What about, you know what I'm saying, you know, you said that you guys was going to go do the gathering. Did you end up doing the gathering? Or?
Yeah, I ended up doing the gathering and got my shirts and my bets and all that we wore on this, on, you know, I always keep all my stuff, you know what I'm saying, put it in frames and shit like that. But, yeah, I did the gathering and it was off the chain like it is every year that they throw it. And man, I love it. I love it every time. I love it every time. If they gonna have me, I want to be there. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, most definitely. We just had Paul on a few weeks back, and he was reminiscing about Coop and Lord, and he was speaking about how important it was for Lord Infamous to reunite everybody for the Mafia Six. Can you give us some of your thoughts on Lord Infamous and Coop? You know, the what you know about them from over the years. Maybe reminisce a little bit about them guys.
Me, Lord, and Coop was like the black sheep of the group. You know what I'm saying? And me and Lord was super tight, and Coop and Lord was super tight. So that made me and Coop be on a level that we probably wouldn't have been on if we weren't friends with Lord. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, Coop used to be a little different from what I was. You get what I'm saying? I was on some real shit. I'm still on some real shit. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm riding with you. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes Coop did some shit that I didn't like. But, you know, me being in that mafia clique, I don't give a fuck what none of them do. As long as they ain't doing it to me, and if they do it to me, I can look over it, you know what I'm saying? A real nigga look over a lot of bullshit, a shit that you can tell that a nigga was just doing it to get something. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Coop always gonna be my nigga. I love the shit out of Coop, but when it comes to Lord, I feel like he shouldn't have left without letting me know that he was really finna go, because I probably would have went with him. You feel what I'm saying? That's on some real nigga shit. Lord is my nigga. Me and Lord used to call ourselves the Wonder Twins. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what nobody else might say. Me and Lord was the Wonder Twins, nigga. When we felt like we finna turn up to the max, we bump fists and say we turning into something that the Wonder Twins was turning into, and we did shit together. So Lord is my nigga, dead or alive. You get what I'm saying? Period. No shots, no bullshit, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? If he came back right now, me and Lord would still be kicking it I love Lloyd to fucking death. I'm talking to fucking death. Like, he really was a brother to me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lloyd was a real cool dude, too. He was like, you don't get to meet real cats like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was one of them guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, Lloyd had a baby by my cousin, and y'all hear his music now with Cedars of Six. Lil Infamous, you know what I'm saying? That's my cousin. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's Lord's son. So, you know, that's family. You get what I'm saying? Lord is family.
Yeah,
like I said, Lord is like a brother to me, so that's family. So, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I can't... If I go all day, I can go all day talk about shit me and Lord did, and you know what I'm saying? How much I love that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? How much... Right now, he's in my heart, and that's the reason why I'm pushing to do what I'm doing, because nobody else on Hypnotized Mind started their own label, getting their own deal, and doing what I'm doing. I'm not dwelling on what we might went through as 3-6 Mafia members. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm pushing on to let my fans be able to get some good music out of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they definitely respect that, man. You know, what about, you know what I'm saying, you, Paul, and Jay, and Mick Boo? Is there any talks about y'all ever coming together in the future for anything?
Well, if it is, it's going to have to be said about Paul and Juicy, because, you know, they really run that right there. That's the reason why I started my own shit, so I can be able to run something. You know, I'm not really a follower. I just followed them because I knew they was able to do what we done. You know what I'm saying? They was able to get anything that, yeah. So I was following. I'm a Leo. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lion. I'm one of the dudes that have people to follow me instead of following somebody. So therefore, I just had to, you know what I'm saying, do me. And since Juicy ended up saying he's gonna do him, and you know, Lloyd wanted to put the group back together. I got in the group just because Lloyd wanted to do that. But, you know,
yeah.
I was on my road of doing my own thing myself. You get what I'm saying? And right now, you know, Paul doing him. And, you know, it's all good and whatever, whatever. But I never would do like some of these niggas do and try to talk about a memory in the group, in a group that I got in. Because I really rep that loyalty. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. If we went through anything, we went through it as family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to spread no bad news about nothing that we went through if we don't went through anything that people don't supposed to know about. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Some shit supposed to be left in-house. Family is family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in this day and age of the social media, everybody think that they got to just splurge their business out there. But some shit... You know, stand up guy. We still on them stand up values. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit don't need to be, what's already known don't need to be told any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you know,
it's good that you guys got that type of camaraderie though, to where you have that respect, that mutual respect. You know, I've noticed that about you guys, man. Even when Coop wasn't in the group back in the day, even when Lord, after the Unbreakables. I noticed that you guys always kept it civil. You know what I'm saying? You didn't really go at each other, man. Nothing but respect for that. You know?
Yeah,
that leaves us with hopes that, hey, maybe these guys will come back together in the future. So.
Right. And I'm not going to lie to you. It might happen because, you know, you see Juicy sometimes. He's lonely. You know, in real life, it's lonely at the top. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care what kind of other group you with and what kind of other people you hanging around. Ain't nobody like the 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody like Lloyd, Coop, Boo, Paul, and Juicy. Can nobody even amount to what them guys was to me. You get what I'm saying? And I say was because we ain't a group anymore. I'm not saying was because I don't fuck with them anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I know Juicy got to be sitting back, missing them days when y'all used to be riding in the motherfucking orange Suburban on them gold fat boys and shit like that, terrorizing the town. I know y'all missing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And his old legend.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Juicy had the gold Lexus, and you know, we were riding in the gold Lexus and shit like that, and the Lexus truck and all that
shit. Viper and all that shit. I remember y'all had all that shit back then.
Yeah, we did some real shit, and that was wrong with niggas today. Like you said, they feel like they gonna air out everything that don't need to be aired out. You get what I'm saying? If I got something to say to Paul, if I feel like Paul doing some lowdown shit, I'm going to say that to Paul. I'm not going to say it to the Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. You get what I'm saying? That ain't the way I roll, you know. I would still, if Paul called me, Paul can owe me $40 million like baby old Wayne. I still, if Paul called me, I'm still coming. If Paul called me, I'm still shooting. I'm still killing. I'm still doing what I said I'd do when I joined that organization with them. You get what I'm saying? I didn't join that organization to talk behind their back. I didn't join that organization to stab a nigga in the back. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm going to stab you, I'm going to face-to-face stab you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the way to do it. That's the way, yeah. Real talk. Real talk, man. I definitely look forward to that. And like you mentioned, C to Six, it's real dope to see you know what I'm saying, Local and Lil Infamous come out, because them dudes really grinding hard, man.
Yeah, Lil Infamous just dropped a mixtape, too.
Yeah, he just dropped a mixtape. He just dropped his little mixtape, and it sounds pretty good. And, you know, being a legend in the game that did what we did, it's like me, Paul, and Juicy, Coop, Boo, and Lloyd should be proud of them guys, you get what I'm saying, for keeping it out there like they doing. You get what I'm saying? They keeping our music and what we did out there. So we appreciate them, because, you know, sometimes these artists these days, they sounding like they sounding the same. And we appreciate that our nephews and little cousins came out sounding like us, but with a twist. You get what I'm saying?
Right. In this era, too. That's the dope thing about it. You got all these mumble rappers and all these goofballs.
Mumble rappers.
They're bringing talent, and they got that rapid flow. They got that vintage 3-6 sound. Plus they got,
they got the concepts and shit. Right, you know what I'm saying? They shit all mapped out.
The real deal.
But you do know we all learn from the best, DJ Paul and Juicy J. So it's kind of hard for us not to do our thing. And I be sitting back sometimes excited when I'm talking to the big executives and shit. I sit back and I think, I'm like, how can the other artists that was on Hypnotized Minds not understanding what they was with, who they was with, who they was dealing with? You get what I'm saying? When you... it's following somebody, you should follow the leader. You know what I'm saying? Not just following the leader just to be somebody, but following the leader to be somebody. You get what I'm saying? And half of them guys still, you know, I'm not throwing no shade. I might be, but, you know, y'all can take it the way y'all want to take it. But I'm not going to sit in Memphis and still do Mississippi shows and get $200. And I've been turning that type of shit down. You know, I turn that type of shit down. I think I'm worth a lot more than $200. I have so many people in my inbox trying to get me on songs and trying to get me to come and do walkthroughs and this and that. So I just tell them, no. You know, I'm like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight.
Right.
You know, get at me when you get your money up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, we got to get you overseas. You know what I'm saying? The homie Sin from France is on the line. This dude, Sin, what's up, Sin? You're on the line with Crunchy. How you doing, Sin?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up, Crunchy Black? What's up, Mike J? Yeah, I got a question, yes, for Crunch. Tell us about the old track you did with Gangsta Boo, I Thought You Knew. It was back on the 666 days. You got hardcore lyrics, and even your voice was different and very innovative. And the sound by Paul and G was so sick. Tell us about this song you did back in the days, and how was your mind into it?
Well, you know, I Thought You Knew. Yeah, I Thought You Knew was a song that me and Boo end up coming up with, you know, Paul Dem gave us a chance to be, to collaborate with each other on something that we wanted to do on our own. You get what I'm saying? So I Thought You Knew was a song that me and Boo came up with, and we was like, yeah, let's rep Memphis, because, you know, we heavy into that repping Memphis. You get what I'm saying? We believe in repping our city, so we came up with that, and she did her verse, I did my verse. We let it, while we was writing the verse, which I don't write verses, so don't never let me come back in the day, in the future, and be lying like I wrote a verse. Every song I did it from the heart. You get what I'm saying? So we end up letting each other hear the verses so we can kind of feed off each other's verses. And, you know, we did it, and Paul Neal liked it. You know, when we do shit for Paul Neal, they'll let you go through the whole procedure of putting a song together, doing your raps. If they don't like it, you got to go back to the drawing board until they like it. And that's one thing I appreciated from Paul and Juicy, because that should have made everybody on that label be a great artist. You get what I'm saying? But I Thought You Knew, man. I'm from Memphis where the shit is so thick, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Hell yeah. And the shit do be thick in the M, boy.
Man, that shit is so thick in the M, man. You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, I love everybody that coming out from the M. I love, you know, everybody that's been putting their stain in the game. They've been doing their thing. Black Youngster, you know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing. They've been doing their little thing. And then, you know, Moneybagg Yo, you know what I'm saying? Moneybagg Yo, you know, on some for real shit. You know, he supposed to get up with me to do a song with him. And, you know, I'm still waiting on them to do it, not saying that he's going to do it or he's not going to do it, but it's all good because I'm repping Memphis. You get what I'm saying? But I just wanted to send them a shout-out to Moneybagg Yo and Black Youngster, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Scarface, Al Capone, them still doing all they shit, too, man. I just seen the I think it's the song called Jewelry, but he had the whole, like, symphony orchestra playing the music and shit. I'm like, these niggas bumping, man. That shit was dope.
Yeah, they all Scarface Al. Now, you know, when Scarface Al first came out in Lyrical Drive-By with the
Lyrical Drive-By,
yeah, I was a dancer for Scarface Al. You know, I was one of the niggas in the background when he was performing, dancing. You get what I'm saying? Only thing I don't like about some of our artists that's in Memphis, they're only finding themselves in that area. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole world out here. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole world out here. And you got to get out here to the whole world. And then not just the whole, you know, we got the brother right here on Cross Seas right now. You know what I'm saying? It's time to move around. We only being heard by the people that's moving around. So if they listening and they paying attention, it's much love to them, but I think it's time for y'all to move around. You get what I'm saying? Go to another city. See what they doing. Put a stain in their game. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why, you know, we all bitching about what Atlanta doing, and I don't have no problem with Atlanta because Atlanta love the shit out of Country Black. But I don't have a problem with we all saying Atlanta's stealing our style or stole our style, and I feel like they stole our style because we ain't utilizing our style like we supposed to. We sitting in Memphis, gangster walking and rapping that gangster rap and not taking it out to the other cities in the other countries. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's time to move around, man. You know, niggas getting old, man. Niggas ain't going to keep on being able to do just Memphis and Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
Crunchy, you just said you were dancing for Al. I just saw a video a couple weeks ago. It was Al Capone at a high school. 8-Ball and MJG were there, and this was probably around 92 or 93. Were you dancing for him at that time?
Probably so. If not, it's a little probably so, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even lie to you. You know, even when I was fucking with Paul now, and, you know, we was doing our thing, we just popped out on y'all in 94, 95. You know what I'm saying? But we actually were doing our thing way before then. But me, I was messing with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I had my hand in the pot of everybody that had something to go on. And Memphis, 8-Ball MJG. You know, I used to go to their studio and sit up with them and see how they craft was and watch them doing their thing and, you know, dance for them because, you know, I dance like a motherfucker. And I still got it as a, you know, older guy and shit. So, you know, niggas finna be in trouble for that too. You get what I'm saying? They're not just finna be in trouble for the rap. They finna be in trouble when they see a old nigga still got it going on. You get what I'm saying? But I probably was in that video. I think back when I was younger, I used to have a lot of hair on my head. So if you see some young niggas in there dressed alike, dancing with dreads or some braids in their head, that's me. You get
Al
what I'm saying?
Al had them.
But that's the reason why we had them, because Al had them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody back then was wearing long hair, rocking braids and shit. You know, niggas doing that shit now, but we been did it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Remember the Nouveau phase and shit? Niggas got
their
wires.
We been did it. You know what I'm saying? We been did that. You know, niggas scattered it. Nigga, I'm going to tell you one thing I love about Memphis. We like to do our own thing. We're not too much into doing what somebody else is doing because we believe in ourselves so much. You get what I'm saying? Like, you hear so many niggas now with auto-tunes on their songs. You hear so many niggas in their songs talk about they carrying 30-round clips and all this, and, you know, they really ain't. And if they is, they're stupid for having to do that, and they rapping. You get what I'm saying? You should not have to tote a 30-round clip and all that shit if you're rapping, because you should be making some money being productive in life. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you're doing that, you ain't really making no money.
Especially now.
Yeah, they want to pull out the Draco, and they riding around, they getting it, and they telling on themselves anyway with the social media anyway. There's so much dry snitching and all that shit any goddamn way. They gonna use all that. You gonna go out and do something, they gonna use all that shit against you, and your rap career that you thought you was gonna get is gonna be over with. You know what I'm saying?
I got 6 shots with an infrared beam, and I did 6 shots because I'm in Mafia for life. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You with a Paul, a Juicy, a Lord, a Coop, and a Boo, and a Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? The bully got your name on it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna nigga run up on me. He got to understand that I got 6 shots, and I'm gonna give you one of them shots. I'm not gonna give you all 6 of my shots. I'm gonna give you 1 shot. I'm gonna keep on moving. You get what I'm saying? That's what real killers do. Real killers ain't got to run around here with a whole bunch of bullets and killing the people that don't need to be killed. I'm getting the man.
Yeah.
I'm coming for the nigga who supposed to be getting it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Too many kids getting killed, man, for nothing. Innocent kid, like you said, kids get strays. That happens all the time. We got a caller over here from not too far from Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi. I believe it's only Exit only. What's up, Exit?
What's going on with you? Scott, Mac, and Jay, what's poppin'?
What's good with it, X?
Oh, man, maintaining. What's poppin' with you there, Crutch Black? Been sitting here listening for a minute. First of all, I want to salute you. You know what I'm saying? Been following you for a long time, man. Been a big fan for a long time. I'm a protege of Charlie Braxton. I've been close all up in your state. You know what I'm saying? I know the work that you done put in and know the things that you do. So, man, salute. Glad to see you still in the game doing your thing, man. Keep that shit rolling.
I appreciate it, big bro.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Hell yeah, man. Straight out of Jackson, Mississippi. Everybody go out and get that album by Exit Only, Immortal Words, real quick. When is that dropping, Exit?
I'm actually going to go ahead and just maintain it until the beginning of the year instead of actually trying to throw it up on people right now. I'm getting great reviews from it, so you know what I'm saying? When you know you're sitting on a pot of gold, you ain't got to quickly bring it outside. So I'm going to probably hold up to about maybe the end of January and go ahead and drop it, you know what I'm saying? Get all the production work in line, a few more videos, you know. I was listening to you earlier, Crunchy, and you were dead on point. If you don't know how to market yourself, what the fuck you in this game for? So you have to be able to structurally set up a whole different, a promotional strategy before you bring something out. Because if you just throw something out and it don't sell, it ain't the product's fault, it's your fault.
Right, and me being the type of artist that been up under Paul and Juicy, and I'm always say them guys' name, Paul and Juicy, because they taught us, if you was listening, that just throwing some music out there, you can fuck yourself up with the major labels. It's a lot of artists there running around here. Wait, let me rephrase that. It's a lot of major artists running around here saying, don't sign with the majors because, you know, the majors is fucking niggas. I don't think the majors is fucking niggas. I think the niggas is fucking niggas because they're not knowing the business to deal with a major label. Like, you got niggas running around here hollering they're independent, and they think when we major artists saying we independent, we're not saying we independent because we're not fucking with a major label. We saying we independent because we own our own label. You get what I'm saying? That's tied to a major label. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So just being for real, you got to know your percentage. You got to know your business on messing with a major label. If you don't, then you'll be another artist saying, don't do that. And I'm not, I heard Ice Cube say it all the time, and I'm not shooting at Ice Cube because Ice Cube is 100% smart. And it's just to the fact that he know that, nigga, we don't want all you bullshit-ass rappers trying to do what we doing. So he's going to tell you not to do that and not mess with it. That's kind of like me telling you not to fuck with this bitch because this bitch a freak and she's sucking dick good and woo 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 woo, but I still go fuck with her. You get what I'm saying?
All day.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is, you know. I just feel like what you just said about your album, and that's part of the younger motherfuckers that's coming up or the up-and-coming artists that are coming up need to pay attention to. You niggas out here throwing this music out here so quick, and you ain't getting no sales. You're not getting no sales because you're not doing no marketing and promotion of that album that you're trying to put out. You're putting the 100%. Album together. Yeah, you're putting the album together, you're throwing a bullshit tape cover together, you're throwing it out there, and you're sounding like the last artist that just came out. You get what I'm saying? So, you know,
indeed.
Yeah, I just think, you know what I'm saying? Give yourself a little more, and I'm going to look out for what you got going on, and I'm going to fuck with you like you're supposed to be fucked with, because like I said to the brothers that had me on the show, that I'm 100% one of the real ones. So, you know, we're going to look out and fuck
each other. All day. That's what I'm here for. Like I tell them all the time, UGS for life. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them because these are some real motherfuckers, and they've been real from day one. And it's hard to run across real in a world full of fake. So you got to respect that, you know what I'm saying, and you got to salute that, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
So I roll with the real, man. That's why I had to actually, I was really just listening and just chilling, you know what I'm saying, listen to you say some real shit, you know what I'm saying, about how the artists think that, you know what I'm saying, they can come in the game off your name and just blow the fuck up. You're right, you can get some pussy from that, but you ain't finna get no fortune from that. You got to grind, you know what I'm saying. The hustle is the grind. That's what they're not catching. Everybody want to hustle. Damn. The hustle is the grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's as real as it gets.
And when they learn that, man, we'll have more Jay-Z's, we'll have more Lil Wayne's, we'll have more Drake's. You feel what I'm saying? We'll have more people that's, well, I'm going to not say people, I'm going to say artists that's in the game for longevity. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. They just got to learn, man. A lot of these
indeed
people ain't in it for the money. Yeah, they ain't in it for the money. They in it for, you know what I'm saying?
The fact.
Some of these sexy little women that, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram and Facebook shaking their ass and, you know what I'm saying, doing all that. Hey, man, I promise you, everybody that's out there that want to just have that girl, hey, man, once you get that money, man, you can have her, her friend, her sister, and her cousin. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah. And a mama going too.
Man, I want to say a mom and a auntie, because, you know, I don't do shit like that. But, hey, man, I didn't want to go that far with it, man. I ain't going to go that far with it, man. I've been with you.
You know, like I know how to get down in these woods.
Man, look, I wanted to say something when they said where you were from, man, because you know, 3-6 Mafia been down in y'all nigga woods acting a motherfucking fool, man. And,
Well, you know, Charlie Braxton. Like I say, that's my mentor. I actually been around when Charlie done been around y'all. So I just always stayed low-key and kept a low profile, you know what I'm saying? But I've been watching y'all for years, man. When I sit there and say the respect is there, it's beyond your imagination. When the Grammy was won by 666, that shit really fucked me up. And the thing about it is, y'all actually been the shit for a long period of time. You said something valuable. If you got motherfucking, if you got the genie locked in the bottle, what the fuck is the purpose of the genie? Y'all got all this shit in Memphis that need to be all over the world.
Right, and so a lot of them artists, man, and like I say, I'm not introducing my city or the artists in my city, but I'm out here to throw shit in the earth so they can catch it. And no, and man, we got too much going on in Memphis for us not to be on top. You get what I'm saying? 8 Ball, MJ did it. 3-6 Mafia did it. Now, like I said, Moneybagg, Yo Gotti. You know, I'm just speaking on the people who's out there for real, not the people who should be out there for real. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of us out there that's from Memphis, Maine, that's jamming. I'm talking about currently going in the studio and spitting that fire, currently going in the studio and doing what they're supposed to do, but they're not putting in the work to actually.
That's a percentage of the game, and they don't really understand that. They think it's all about the music, but it's more about the business. If you don't know how to work your product, because you are the product, if you don't know how to work the product, how can you get any sale?
I heard a cat say
the other day, and it was some real shit. He was talking about cats be out here hollering, they trapping and hustling, and they hustling dope. Dope sell itself. If there's something to sell itself, all the fuck you got to do with this habit. When you are the product, you got to come up with a strategy to sell yourself. I remember back in the days when Tide and shit was competing with Cheer, they used to send these little packages in the mail to my grandma and shit, little sample packages of Tide to get motherfuckers to actually switch over to Tide.
Right.
It's a strategy to this shit, and once they learn that, you're right. Everything else will turn, but you can't tell them motherfucker shit.
No, you can't tell them nothing, but like you say, it is what it is, man. Anytime y'all have me on this show, man, I don't mean no harm. I'm a talking motherfucker, man. I talk a nigga as a devil. I barely let a nigga get some bread, man, because like my brother said, man, when y'all let me on this show, man, I feel like I have to let the world know what's going on, and I have to let them know what it is. So I talk y'all as a devil. You're going to have to butt in sometimes, man. You're going to have to go and get the questions out.
you can talk anytime, man. We love having you on. It's always an honor. And I want to thank the homie X Only. Look out for his album, Immortal Words. We're going to review it over at UGSForLife.com. We're also going to have him come on the show, preview a couple tracks. Want to thank Lord Sinister. I wanted the homie Brandon. You know what I'm saying? He's out there working, doing his thing, Hell's Heavyweight. My co-host, Mac J. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. And Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying? The guest, the man of the hour. I can't thank you enough, man. And we look forward to having you on many more times. You know what I'm saying? Many more times in the future. Hopefully you could tell us what's going on here soon. I wish you the best on that as well, man. I hope everything works out for you. I'm sure it will. Keep us up to date, though, man, for real.
We're talking contracts right now. We're passing the contracts right now, so it's actually going down and it's going to happen. So I'll make sure as soon as I sign the contract and y'all hear it from them, I hit Brad like we do and tell them that I need to get on the show, man, and let people know what it is.
Man, much appreciation, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. You know, say as always, Crunchy, take care of yourself, man, and we look forward to having you on again in the future. So
let me send out a shout to Showshot, SBE, Kid Sway, CT, and my other manager, Mr. Pitt. You know what I'm talking about? Send out some big old shouts so they can understand that, man, we're a team, man. And teamwork make the dream work, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And also, if anybody wants to get at you for verses and shows, what's the best way they can reach you, Crunchy?
Right now, the best way they can reach me is they can just go on Mr. Crunchy Black Instagram, or, you know, talk about Donnell Black Facebook, you know, talk about, and get at me. If they're not talking to me, they're going to be talking to somebody that's representing me, and it is what it is. But all I'm asking is not to call with that bullshit. I'm not doing shows and verses for a little bit of money because, you know, I've been in this game for a long time now. If I just got in the game, then all right, I probably would. $200 or $300, say that shit for your mama.
Yeah, that now works.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Thank you, Crunchy, once again. You know, don't go. We're gonna play a few tracks. You know what I'm saying? This is Crunchy Black, Rob the Dope Man. You know what I'm saying? Stay right here, UGSforlife.com, Murder Master Music Show.
So,
thanks,
Bronchy. How long you been pulling heights? Long enough to be good at it. The white drug dealers. Why not do it, store? Banks. Because when drug dealers get hit, nobody gives a shit. Who they gonna run to? The cops? The feds? The drug dealers. They got no rights.
Sounds like a pretty dangerous occupation. High risk, high profits.
Fuck with that.
What do you say we start from the beginning?
Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man.
You ain't no dope dealer, but I can say you crash. You might as well go ahead and buy a sack. A 10, a 20, a 50 be a dad. To fire as we, but nigga believe it. My nigga fresh and born, he got the purple sand. My nigga Lil White, he got the purple shit. Whatever you need, then I can go get. But don't be acting like no fucking bitch, cause I ain't with playing with another nigga shit. I get it how I live, and that's being real. If I can be Jack, can you be Jill? And help daddy, baby, climb on up the hill. It's been 15, we just trying to get a meal. We've been used to tracking the toes and dead still. You hate on me, nigga, you get found in the field.
Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man.
Nigga, where I'm from in the hood, don't play. Some niggas swing crack, some niggas swing hay. With me, I swing my heat every goddamn day. A nigga better know, cause I gotta get paid. So he can be my way or hit the highway. I got this dope 31 fucking play. And if you need your shit, I'll send it your way. A nigga out here hustling, fucking pay. It's in the kitchen where it's cooking, don't play. We cooking, cooking, pies and cake. You get it from me, then you're gonna holler straight. Just like a hungry man, don't let you play. Do your boy a favor and send him my way. Jump in some crunkers, I gotta get paid. This shit here, have a nigga hollering in. Just like the Indians, they yay, yay.
Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man. Put the block to his block and Roger Dope, man.
Rap.
go hard.
Crunchy Black album. I'm telling you that, man. I'm really looking forward to that. But we had the homie X only calling a little bit ago. I'm going to bring him on. I want to play one of his songs. He sent me his album, Immortal Words, which is coming out. The homie Brandon is coming out. You heard him January. Man, actually, man, we got this song called Close to War. I want to play this song real quick. Man, tell everybody about this song.
Okay. First of all, what up to everybody? You know what I'm saying? Number love from Jacktown, Mississippi. This is your boy, Exit Only. Close to War was designed to express how we all are walking on the edge. Everybody in their own life, in their own little world, is having a conflict within themselves. So when they react with other people who might be having some conflict, it causes a collision. We're so close to war on so many different levels. You can look at the news, look at the world, look at the community, on so many different levels. Listen to the music. We're close to destroying ourselves, you know what I'm saying, over nothing. If you really actually ask anybody the reason to the point of what they do, why they do what they do, it's no answer because it's for nothing. But it's because we all walk in the edge. Everybody's on the ledge of their own little world. So that's where Close to War came up from.
Well, I'm going to play this track, and we're going to come right back, chop it up for a couple minutes, close out the show. This is Excellently Close to War off the upcoming album, Immortal Words. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows that we're fighting for all that I say. You always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't
read. It's who I am, who I supposed to be, or do let it be defines me. Or maybe I should just change direction so Twitter could even follow me. She's supposed to be a part of me, for the most part you're a part of me. But I need you in my world, so loneliness won't keep me company. It's not the view I saw for me. I picture life in a different frame. The past is all they see in me, so it seems they can't even see the change. Strange in the brain when it appears I'm entertaining thinking. Rewrite my past, camera flashbacks from eyes blinking. Words observe the paper before the ink dry. Begin to wipe tears from my eye, too late for cries. Screaming for help, but misread is emotional outburst. So how can one mislead unless one be misled? Damn, a simple thought can break your concentration. But with money on your mind, even time can run out of patience. I'm looking for the finish line to find I'm still racing. With them haters hating, heels chasing me down for that next line.
What was I going to
put there? All that I had is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe.
These failures not an option, I weigh my option on the scale. All my gains against the grain, my sweat drain in the pail. Comparing every crime to facing time with no bail. No bailouts, no time to serve out, and no sale. I'm trying to pay bills to survive and avoid jail. It's like trying to fight for breath, stressed out, smoking hell. Coughing when I'm choking, trying not to exhale, hell. Champagne wishes while sipping ale from a cocktail. If this boat don't float, I hope to hell I can get sail. Refuse to spit that bullshit just to get sales. I'm trying to ride this track out and keep it upscale, but too tense to relax. They're killing black males. We used to die on the same track, tied to the rail. So no, I speak to kill the track. Train of thought don't fail. Took a look in my son's eyes to see I have to prevail. Sacrifice my life to never derail.
Close enough
on the rail.
Get hard
though. That's the take.
All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for.
And that's the type of music that's needed right
hell
now.
Yeah.
Let's bring back out the homie.
It's the real shit.
Exit only. We
don't get no realer than that.
We got Sin. I'll bring out Sin.
You do. I appreciate y'all. I really, really do.
I think we got, this might be Crunchy. I don't know, man. We got 312. Is this you, Crunchy?
Nah, man. It's your boy, Menace. What's up, man? What's going on,
hey,
Scott
Lil Menace.
Back, Jay?
Lil Menace.
What's going
on?
How
you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Hey, my man from Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, my man from Jackson, Mississippi. Sound like he got a classic on his hand.
I appreciate you, homie. I appreciate you, man. Only
yes,
the to do what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I send a big salute back to you, man, on everything. Real talk. You
yes,
keep
sir,
doing
man.
What you
hey.
Do.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
that's
the
good.
Big salute to Excel. What do you got coming out, Menace?
Hey, you know what, man?
Big sir to Excel only also.
Hey.
Yeah, Jack
Tone. Start January 1st, man. I'm on my own stuff, Scott. It's loyal hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because like everybody say, man, your hustle is your grind. And then nobody gonna be ain't nobody gonna be more loyal to you than yourself.
Indeed.
So that's why I'm calling my loyal hustle. And I'm gonna come out probably in March, man. And it's gonna be called my life, you know, good, bad, the ugly.
Man, I'm just gonna be
spitting real shit, you know, from you know, I mean Scott, you know, man. You know some of my little personal shit, I'm just gonna put it out there and out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I already know it's gonna be real music, you know what I'm saying? Substance and real shit from the heart, man. Do me a favor, you'll get that to me, and like I told the homie Exit Only, we'll bring you on, man. We got to have you join the archive as well. You know what I'm saying? We've got to have an episode, Little Menace.
Yeah, man. You know, I appreciate it. You know, Scott, man, man, you've been down since day one, man. So I got to call and congratulate you and back, man, on the shit that y'all did, man, from episode one up to that.
Right, yeah, indeed. Man. So appreciate it.
I try to catch y'all whenever I can, man. But you know, hey, I'm a real nigga. I got to be out here on this motherfucking road, man, making this money, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. You got to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey. Well, we got miles to feed, too.
Grown man, shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. But yeah, man. I got a chance to catch it tonight, man. I got a chance to get a little bit of Country Black, man. And, hey, man, like I say, man, hey, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I just had to call in, man, to give you a shout-out.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. Hey, hit me up, man, because we've got to catch up with you. It's been a minute.
Okay, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's the homie Little Menace, you know what I'm saying? We look forward to having him on the show in the future. You know, matter of fact, man, we're gonna play a classic, man. This is a Little Menace featuring the Bad Black. This is I'm a Grizzly. This is from, shit, I want to say 2011. This was actually on the Fuck the Illuminati compilation, if you remember.
Yeah.
This is some Windy City Chi-Town shit right here. Check this out. We'll be right back.
The Master Music Show.
Grizzly! I'm a grizzly.
You know you was wrong. You tried to disrespect the fam and disrespect the home. Now as the enforcer of the motherfucking mob, you just made me have to do my fucking job. You pussy motherfucker, you banned from the shot. But you come back, I guarantee you gon' die. I got a 357, it's a nickel plated chrome. But don't look now, cause it's pointing at your dome. Never ever bite the hand that feeds you, motherfucker. We kick you out, bitch, cause we don't need you. From the sip to the shy, from the ground to the sky, I'm a motherfucking grizzly to the day that I die.
I used to listen to that song all the fucking time. I'm going to stop putting that back on the rotation.
Well, that was on the compilation, man. That was on the Fuck the Illuminati compilation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to hear he's got some music coming out. We'll definitely have him on in the future. Same with the homie Action Only. You know what I'm saying? We're going to I've been listening to the album Immortal Words, and it's fire, man. You heard the song, you know what I'm saying, that we just played before this last one, Real Substance, Number Talent. And it has a positive message. It's all good music, too. It's all real good music. So we're going to bring Exit Only on the show. When that album drops, we're also going to review the album over at UGSForLife.com. Want to shout out to Only Little Menace for calling in, man. That means a lot, man. It's good to hear from him. Of course, Brandon, want to shout him out, man, all he does. Lord Sin all the way in France. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that keeps fucking with us, man, that keeps... you know what I'm saying, doing what they do. I appreciate you. And shout out to the homie Scratch. If you want some graphics, the best place to go is UGSForLife.com. Click on the link that says graphic art. See nothing but, about 20, maybe 30 examples. I don't even know. There's a shitload of examples of the man's work.
Right, and then I forgot, I seen this earlier numbers. Today too, Chris. This dude, shout out to, I was trying to look for the dude's name. Shout out to the dude that was in the comments on the Vlad interview with, MC Shan, and he was all in the comments telling y'all want to hear the real MC Shan interviews, check out the Mother Master Music Show. So whoever that dude was, shout out to that motherfucker.
I check that out too, man. That's real talk.
Straight seen that.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get an interview on Vlad, but you know, really, this year Shan has been on the show about five fucking times, and just every time he comes on, it's a good time. It's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? And plus, he's got real shit to say, man. He came out and said, man, something happened to him as a kid because Poppy gave him the courage because of his story. I mean, that's huge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with the Bridge Wars. All that shit that happened with KRS-One and Shan felt that it was never over. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it wasn't even about that. If you go back and listen... Dude wanted to go on the road with him, battle each other.
Right.
Come out, battle each other.
Show these young cats how to do it.
In the sets. You know what I'm saying? But KRS got some other shit. I think he might be going on that new world tour with Africa Bambaataa. Coming to a city near you, I think they're going to go to a Hungarian bathhouse. That's going to be their first spot where they go perform.
Oh.
So if you want to go check them out, go to that Hungarian bathhouse. But, man, some real shit. Shout out to the homie MC Shan. Go check out his new song and video, highly acclaimed. You know what I'm saying? And make sure tomorrow night, you ain't going to be in the building. You got some other things to do. But, you know what I'm saying? Me and Zell's going to hold it down for you. We got episode 28 of Underground Saturday Night. Make sure to tune in at 9 p.m. Central for that. And Church Reality on Sunday. Then next Wednesday, we got the Dirty OGs, which is like the chill from Compton's Most Wanted, Trey D from the East Siders, Corrupt, and
Cocaine.
Some other West Coast.
And Cocaine.
Yeah, there
Cocaine
you go.
In there. and what's old, old boy Weasel Loc or whatever.
Yeah, Weasel Loc. And Cocaine featured on a song, I think, but Weasel Loc, that's the guy I was trying to think of. Yeah, that's going to be this Wednesday coming up. And then, like I said, man, you know, top of the year, we're going to be having Exit Only. We're going to be having a bunch of different people come on the show. We're working on making some things happen. So stay tuned to what we're doing. UGSforlife.com, that's the place to be. Want to send a shout-out to everybody, to everybody that's been hitting me up over the past few days, man. I appreciate the love and respect, man. Nothing but love and respect back to all of you. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to get out of here, man. Let's leave him with a fucking Carino bomb like we always do. Let's give him some fucking...
Can't never go wrong with Carino.
2016, you know what I'm saying? Dude dropped 7 albums, for those of you motherfuckers that didn't know. The media is not doing their job, first and foremost. I do want to say that the media is not doing their job. They need to be talking about this man releasing 7 albums in one day. So shout out to Carino for doing that. This is Exposing the Motive. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. That's last year's shit. You know what I'm saying? That's last year's shit. Just like with that, just like with the paintbrushes. Let me say something to the Mr. Subliminal. You keep throwing them shots. You know what I'm saying? From the like Scratch said, you're throwing these shots out at us from the sidelines. You know, say you ain't fucking with us no more. Go on about your life. Twist yourself up with another man like a pretzel. Shut the fuck up. If you want real art for that spread, UGSforlife.com.
We out this bitch.
You don't believe that they doing what they doing, huh? You think everybody just be talking about it? It's all made up. It's all a lie. Life is real good. For seconds, minutes, and hours, decrepit feminine cowards, limited by the fear of the devil's primitive powers. Satan's syndicate vows to kill every remnant of ours. The dragon enters the house of the righteous, then it devours. Following what they teach and won't try to see what's the purpose. Cursing, addicted to the technology that you worship. Murdered for their works because they obviously deserve it. Lies and deceit and spiritual poverty in the churches. Taught you that you was gone, systemic division harmed you. Brought you into the storm and enforces religion on you. Always knowing the truth, but changing that was the mission. Burning crosses and yards by claiming that they were Christians. Reversing what the truth is and gaming you with precision. The conquerors and dividers are blaming you for division. Democrat or Republican, how can you trust a liar? Court systems and government homicide justifiers. White supremacist desires are at the root of oppression. The deception of believing you'll fix it through an election. Lying connive is the only way to stay alive. 10% of the population ruling the 85. Everybody's slaves to electronic devices. No nutrients in food, what you get from it is lifeless. The trouble in Iraq, the U.S. wanted the crisis. That's why millions of dollars were spent and funded to ISIS. Historically shady, plotting against you daily. United States crazy, pimped by the Israelis. 60 years of payment that they be coming off gladly. America ain't nothing but Israel's sugar daddy. And Planned Parenthood got a lot of ghetto locations. Purpose of operation, decreasing our population. Abortions are promoted, our future children in danger. Created by a racist woman named Margaret Sanger. Drug companies gotta make sure you spend enough bread. How the hell are all these herbal healers ending up dead? Gotta keep all the money circulating by all means. Anytime you see a CVS, you see a Walgreens. Prescriptions written by doctors, sicknesses all around you. Initiated to legally kill you over the counter. War waging by the Food and Drug Administration. At 39, you own 5 different medications. The hood takes a rap for the real narcotic sellers. Elitist killers just go and study the Rockefellers. Many don't want to tell us. They design it and let it. They fearing the reproduction of black and brown genetics. Guns said to be legal, so to the people they're handed. But even when registered, if you black, it's a double standard. They left the weapons in back then. Today they still do. Trick you to pack them so it's warranted when they kill you. And then we kill each other. Your own brother will bust you. Playing into the hands of the one who set up the structure. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat,
writing and tweeting, clicking, typing and scrolling and sharing, nobody's reading. Money is in decline, there's little value if any, so now this devil's trying to put Harriet on a 20. You working on borrowed time, it's really probably out. Want to live, keep Farrakhan's name out of your mouth. Distractions that intervene online and TV screens, directing attention from what they doing behind the scenes. We locked in puppet mode, not knowing they in control. They done wrote the script for us, we all playing the role.